Good afternoon. We welcome you to St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church. We are happy that you are here and to worship with us. If you are a new parishioner, please contact the office or see a sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a welcome pack. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phones. The food pantry is looking for your help to provide those in need with a Thanksgiving dinner. For those in need, the call and date is Tuesday, November 16th, and you'll be able to pick up on Saturday, November 20th. Please refer to the bulletin for specific items that are especially needed this year. There will be a Mass on Thanksgiving Day at 8:30 a.m. There will be no Mass on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. The CCW will be raffling a Thanksgiving basket. The tickets will be on sale before and after the weekend Masses on November 13 and 14, and 20 and 21. Tickets will be $2 for one ticket, $3 for five tickets. See bulletin for details.
Never mind.
I'm sorry.
$3
for five tickets. I'm only reading what I'm given. Remember, I'm the servant. The men's club will meet on Thursday, November 18th at 9:30 in the church office. The meeting is open to all men. Our prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him who we humbly pray. And to thou, the Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell of Satan and the other evil spirits, who cry aloud the world to the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry.
Jesus, He is the center.
evening to everyone.
Good evening.
Let us begin the celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your
spirit. So, my dear friends, coming together as God's family, let us acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord and ask His pardon and forgiveness. Let us all together say, I confess to Almighty God and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have very sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to, through my fault, therefore I ask this Mary, your Mother, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, that the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Escape everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever. Others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly, like the splendor of the firmament. And those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. The word of the Lord.
Our response to the psalm, "You are my inheritance, O Lord."
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprout leaves, you know that the summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord
Friends, we have come to the end of another liturgical year, right? Today is the 33rd Sunday, and next Sunday is the feast of Christ the King. And after that, immediately after Thanksgiving, we are entering into the Advent season. And, days and weeks and all goes very fast, right? Without you already know. And that is why all the readings of today talk to us about the end time. And therefore, the readings ask us to be vigilant. Readings ask us to be prepared for the Lord and live our life. when there is big hurricane and wildfire and all that, very often we hear, people come and caution us, warning, evacuation, things like that. Very often, I'm sure, like me, we all wonder, why, in spite of all this warning, why sometimes people don't, listen to that? Why don't they give a careful heed, to these warnings, And, sometimes then we see that, again, tragedy after tragedy in a vision. But of course, there are things sometimes people cannot move by themselves. We'll see. But there are sometimes people, deliberately, and maybe we do not know the reason. But, and then we all feel bad. Why? Why this happening? Because, there's always, sufficient caution and warning given, and in spite of all that, this happens. And in today's gospel also, Jesus says, just for a moment, it says, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light. The sun is we know that the sun is the surest thing, when you get up, the sign that the sun comes and it brightens, brightens our day. When it is a dim day, sometimes we say, oh, that is no, the day is not good, when the sun is not there. And in the same way, and then it says on that day, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. Now, it all tells us, how it's going to be. And so we, you know, we hear these readings in the Apocalypse, you know, we hear all these readings for so many years. Even the people in the first, the Christians, you know, they also heard this. But, you know, we know that, you know, it comes, you know, there comes a point, you know, we all have to give our life, and there is an end for all. And it tells us there is caution. There is caution always, you know, but how do we take care of that? How do we deal with all that, you know? And if you just think about, you know, this last maybe like more than a year, you know, like so much of stress in our life, right? We have gone through a lot, extraordinary way of stress and struggles, you know, with the pandemic and, you know, so many of those things, you know, we have gone through a lot. And, you know, sometimes in our own personal life, we have seen maybe like people, those whom we know, they passed away. Or maybe sometimes we get the result of a diagnosis, you know, like, and things like that. We have so many things, you know, all those. But, you know, at the end of the gospel, it very clearly tells, when all these things happen, know that I am near you. I am near you. And that's what we hear in today's gospel. These things will happen. This will happen, but not be panicked. Don't be afraid. No, always know that I am near. And that is what we really need to, you know, understand. We really need to grasp the hand of God in all those moments when we struggle with things like this. You know, when we have stress and when we have, you know, difficulties and problems in life, you know, like, so we will be able to see and, you know, always remember that we are not alone. The heart, you know, God's loving hand is always on us, and He will never let us down. And today's responsorial psalm, it tells us very clearly, we are the inheritance of God, you know. And, you know, like, what is our inheritance? We need to inherit Him in our life. And then He will never leave us, you know, to the nether world. And therefore, my dear friends, as we reflect on this gospel passage today, let us look into our own life and see how much of trust and faith and confidence that I put in my Lord, you know, when things go wrong in my life. You know, like there are moments, like dark moments, there is no light. You know, where we don't know where to go, where to move. In all those moments, be always sure that God is near. He is present, you know, he is with us. And that is why we always, you know, need to remember. And well, let us pray for this grace, you know, during this Eucharistic celebration. And today also, I just want to talk to you about, you know, like 2 weeks back I told you about, I will give you an update about our annual pastoral appeal. And, you know, like sometimes we wonder, you know, like maybe the new parishioners and, you know, how people do not know about this. Annual pastoral appeal is like, you know, it is a ministry, like we are helping so many of this ministry, you know, in the diocese level, you know, from the diocese. And, you know, like when you go to the annual pastoral appeal, you know, to the diocese website, we know what are the wonderful things, you know, like beautiful things that we are doing. You know, like, and you become part of that ministry, you know, all those ministry when you are, you know, contributing to the annual pastoral appeal. And, you know, like every year we have, you know, an assessment based on our offertory. And, you know, last year our assessment was 37,000, you know, plus. And then, you know, we already pledged, you know, 26,000. And then we are short of maybe like 11,000. I know last year also we were in the same way. But, you know, like everybody came together towards the end. And you all contributed and you helped, you know. Like, and that is the only one thing I ask you know, like, as part of the parish family, you know, help me with that, you know, because once that part is taken care, you know, we will not have to take anything from our, you know, like our operation account, you know, anything, because these days, you know, we know, you all know that we all struggle. Everybody in the church also we struggle, you know, like, so, if even we, you know, take that money from our operating account, that really, you know, kind of, you know, we'll be struggling a little bit, so we don't want to do that. So I just ask you, you will find in your pews this envelope, this annual pastoral envelope, and, you know, people also have not contributed to this. I'm sure there are many people who have done that. And so if you take one today, you know, like if in the pews, if you are not done, and everything is written there, it's to the diocese, and you know, like only thing what you need to do is put your check or money, whatever it is, and then post the envelope, and you can send it here, or can send it directly to the bishop. You go there, and we have the number of our church here, 260, that is the number of our church, you know, that is one way of giving. And we can also go to our parish website and we can give people do that online. And also we can go to the diocese website also, we can do that, you know, because, and then, you know, for the annual pass appeal, you know, giving, you know, we can do that. So, you know, like for me, I myself have experience, you know, like how this support of annual pass appeal is benefited by so many people. I remember few years back when I was in Pinellas County, you know, there's a center called Bishop Lynch started that, you know, like it's called Pinellas Hope. And you know, like maybe there are hundreds of people. We shelter them, we have people there to feed them, and you know, constantly to feed them and shelter them and take care of all their needs. You know, like there are so many homeless people there. And in like ministries like that, you know, then seminariums and things like that. Sometimes some of this ministry we are not able to directly help them. Like maybe like I'm sure with home eager envelopes and things like that for different organizations. But you know, this is we know where it is going. You know, this is the right way of doing it. Therefore, you know, like I myself have seen, you know, like every day how many of people, those people, poor people are being, you know, helped and supported by Pinellas Hope. You know, you can just go to our diocesan website and see, you know, Pinellas Hope, you know, you can see all those things there, and you know, our seminarium support. The same way you know, we help for, you know, you help parish. In the same way we all, you know, that's another family, diocese is another family. And we need to help them, you know, we need, because whenever we need any help, the right way we go to the diocese. And they are right here for us to help us and support us, you know, whatever way we are. And you know, like these are, you know, the annual pastoral field is that. And next year, as you all know, this is the last year is going to be APA, annual pastoral field. And it goes from January to January. You know, last January started, it will end this January. Next year, it is going to be, the name of this appeal is going to be different, you know. Catholic Ministry Appeal is going to be. So I'm sure Bishop has sent letters to all the families, you know, like those who contributed. I'm sure you will get more details about that in the future. So I just want you know, to let you know, and I'm sure you will come up with this. You know, I don't ask how much you have to give, whoever is able to give. I mean, if you're able to give more, you give. And you know, like whatever, I just want to have the participation. Your participant, that's what I am asking. Like we have 505 families now, and only from that maybe like 105, 106 families have become part of this appeal, and I just want your participation, that's all I am asking. So you know, if you are not taking an envelope, take it home and prayerfully consider, you know, what you can, and so that it will not be a burden for our parish. And you know, like there are envelopes on all the events, and also there are envelopes in the pew, and you can go to online also, an online, you know, giving and diocesan website, and you can do that. And I just want to thank you sincerely for all your support, all that you do for the parish and for the diocese. And you have been always, you know, such a great help, especially during this pandemic and all that. You all came up, you know, and I know that we don't have much, but you all came up and you supported and you helped those beautiful things, you know, in the church. And I really appreciate, and I just sincerely, genuinely thank you for all that you are doing for the church and for the diocese. Thank you so much. God, the Father Almighty,
Thank you.
in the sight of your majesty, may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you and gain us the price of everlasting happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord of God.
It is
truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift, since our praises are nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And so in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Upon them like the dew fall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
Mystery of faith. Giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you, humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis and Pope and Gregory, our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, all we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Divine teaching, we dare to sing. Safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Peace I give you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen.
Thank you.
We have partaken of the gift of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commands us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
And the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth for the masses.
Ed Brissenfort, that is scene number 730. Go.